Jazz and AJ News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Let's do an important story.
Okay.
What's the point? How do we make an average whatever on the grill even better?
Because
we're mostly going to be grilling this weekend.
Right.
Brian Averna is on the show to help us. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Awesome.
Thanks.
I made sure I texted Brian to do it on the phone and not come into the lobby.
That was how nice of him to show up.
Last time was lots of trouble and memos and, yes.
That prodding, yep.
You still make it sound as if it were my fault, though, which, is kind of interesting.
Yeah, whose fault was that?
That's an art, actually.
Was that my fault? Did I book that?
It was your fault. Yeah. All right. That's good. I'm glad you said that.
There you go.
Okay, so burgers.
Yes.
So there's a couple ways to kind of fix up a burger. Different cuts of beef, and I'll get into that in a second. Things you can stuff a burger with, how you can season a burger, and what kind of a sauce you can put either inside or on top of the burger.
Inside.
Interesting.
Inside.
Yep. Inside.
Uh-huh. Inside. Hey, Doc, inside.
I'm interested.
So, you know, in the old days, we would get like a burger patty from the store, or maybe we'd make it ourselves. But the key to a really good burger is by mixing a couple different cuts of ground beef. So you can easily find chuck. And, you know, in the butcher shop, there's typically different levels of fat. Sadly, the more fat in the burger, the more flavor in the burger.
Yes.
So if you get like a 90% lean burger, it's going to be a little healthier for you, but it's not going to be nearly as delicious.
Dry and bland,
Beef fat is really good. Back in the day, McDonald's used to fry their French fries in beef fat, which is called tallow. And that's why 30 years ago, they were just the best fries ever.
A lot of salt, too.
You can also ask for things like sirloin and brisket. So if you have an actual butcher shop, they'll be able to grind up these different muscles.
I can't go to mine for a few weeks, but go ahead.
Well, maybe. Yeah, that's a good point.
No, I mean, I had a Brian Averna moment at my butcher counter this week, but go ahead.
These got steamed.
Did you get into a fight with somebody?
Words were exchanged.
Yes.
He handed me about $100 worth of meat, started walking away, and said, "You're welcome."
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
I said,
"You're welcome."
It's like the master of his
He
trial.
Takes a couple steps back, and then I point, "You're welcome." Yeah, so I can't go
well
there
done.
For a while.
Well yeah, done. Bravo.
Not for a while.
So then we add Jennifer's mother to the list of folks who are coming over, and I need one more.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Jennifer!
I'm like, "Hun, you have to go." Yeah. I can't go, because you know he's going to take that, go in the back, stick it down his pants, and then wrap it.
Yeah. Or give you ground mouse.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mouse meat.
So.
Yes.
Not good.
Okay. So different cuts of meat.
Different cuts of meat. You can also ask, sometimes the butchers will have what they call the chain off of the tenderloin, and there's some really good flavorful fatty meat in there, too.
Right.
You can also add ground pork if you want. Some places are also adding minced bacon right into the burger mix.
Yeah, okay. That's delicious.
You know
Sign me up.
So what you're doing, right, of course, this is the obvious, but it's like so brilliant. It was right there. So what people do to meatballs, you do to your burger.
Right.
But now, if you add ground pork to the beef, you have to make sure you can't have it medium rare, right, because it's pork.
That's not necessarily true. You know, the reason that we used to have to cook pork well done was because of trichinosis, a disease we'd get from kind of dirty animals. But the trichinosis is kind of gone.
Okay.
And, if you get a pork chop, sometimes in a restaurant, it'll have a little pink in it.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine to eat.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's a great question, though. So if you're in China, cook it all the way through. But here, you could do medium rare.
Exactly, right.
I think if you're cooking, if you add a bat meat to it, you would cook it all the way through.
Yeah, that's not on my list.
That's why you should not go to that butcher chest.
Correct.
That's right.
So you can also stuff it.
Right.
You can take the burger mix, whatever you're putting. And by the way, you always want to season your burger mix. So either salt and pepper, garlic salt,
flavor,
fresh garlic. You can add a bunch of things in there. Some people even add breadcrumbs, which I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah, it's
all right.
A big
so that's to hold
then.
It together,
that's
right?
Like a big meatball, though. Yeah.
Well, no, but to hold it together, is you need egg? Another protein like an egg.
Okay.
But then it really changes the bite, and I don't recommend that. Nah. Then it's more like a meatball.
Yeah. Right. Why would you put breadcrumbs in a burger?
Now, folks do strange things, Chaz.
Well, that's some true, people will
have how did Aria become popular?
Everybody right. wants to have like their thing. Like, oh, this is, you know, it's mine if you get this in it.
Right. Right. It's got bread in it. Ha!
Really?
But you can add a seasoned breadcrumb, which carries all the flavor. And gotcha. So that's kind of a nice way. But I don't add breadcrumbs.
How do you season? How do you know? Like, you don't want to over season it.
You don't
you
taste
know?
It because it's not cooked
you can't.
Yet.
Right.
Although some people will take raw chopped meat and put it in their mouth and eat it.
You don't want to do that.
No, you
really
don't
want to do that.
Who does that?
People who die, okay?
Who the hell? Who
I've does seen that? I've seen people do it. Yeah.
Where?
On TV shows.
I don't think so.
What
was it? Fear Factor? They eat cockroaches the size of a shoe.
Phil, I'd like to fact check this one, please.
He's buckled over laughing right now. Yeah.
When you unbuckle, hang on a second.
He can't control himself.
Okay. Only here will a cooking segment turn into a punching fight. This would be a cooking show I'd watch. All right. Sorry, Brian. So how do you season meat?
So you can stuff your burger as well. Things like some blue cheese. You can take those little balls of fresh mozzarella balls.
That's great.
You can put some ground potato chips if you want to be really adventurous.
That's cool.
And you can also put some cooked bacon inside.
See,
remember,
whatever you're
putting inside isn't going to get super hot if you eat your burger medium rare or
cooked
less.
Bacon.
Yeah, cooked bacon. Break
potato
up
chips.
And
interesting. How
That's
big
cool.
are the chips? Like, how small do you break them down?
Like dust.
You kind of crush them in your hands and you put them inside. You know, look, potato chips, potatoes and beef. There's no better combination.
Jeez,
for a mouse trap.
So it's not on top. It's inside the meat.
It's inside the meat, yes.
That's correct. It's like stuffing.
Oh, my God.
So you'd
my
make,
mind is blown.
You'd make,
what you could do, actually, put a mouse trap in there.
You take your hand, put half of a hamburger in, kind of compress it, make a little bit of a hole in the middle, and then stuff it, and then take another piece of ground meat and put it on top and kind of smush it.
Like a little well in there.
Yeah.
Smush it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, a burger you want to cook cold.
Yeah.
You don't want that fat rendered out because you really want to keep a lot of that fat. You want to turn the burger once, only one time. You don't want to smash it. You don't want to take the back of your spatula and smush it because when you hear all that searing and all that fat dripping out, it goes all your flavor.
Yep.
A little bit from Chaz, yes.
Okay, then
Chaz told me I listened.
AJ and I were doing something on Facebook.
I figured I'd get you before you did.
You know, AJ has a lot of nervous energy. Sometimes he has to talk even if he has nothing to say. He was squishing the burger because he just didn't know what to do.
And I was wondering why you were losing your mind.
And you're flipping the burger like a million
over
times.
Over and over and over and over.
I had a lot of coffee in my system that day, too. Yeah.
That's all right.
It's like a pancake. You only turn a pancake once.
Oh, great. Now you tell me.
Well, these are things that you didn't know. So you can season with simple things like salt and pepper or Montreal steak seasoning or everything seasoning. Everything sesame seed, you know, when you get an everything bagel. They sell that copy in stores now.
Yeah.
So it's got garlic, poppy, sesame, onion, like great flavors for a burger.
And you know what's cool is you keep have a bun, like a brioche bun or maybe like a pretzel bun.
Is this like the talking that you were referring to, Chaz?
No, I felt like that was pretty good. The brioche bun is a good idea. The pretzel I'm not into, but some people are.
Yeah. Those are tasty.
Yep.
I'm going to post this. Look, this is what's going to happen. Tribe members are listening. They're driving now. They can't write this down. They're going to email me later and say, what was that?
Yeah.
It will be up on the radio station website. So you'll just have to listen and make some notes. Anything else before we go, Bri?
Yeah, just quickly, steak. If you're going to cook a steak, make sure you take it out of the refrigerator for 30 minutes. Season it lightly right before you grill it. Put it on a really hot grill with the top of the grill up, so you're just getting bottom heat. You're not baking it at the same time.
Ah.
Yeah. And flip the steak 45 degrees after a minute or two, so you get nice score marks on the outside of the meat. And then after 3 or 4 minutes, depending upon how well you want it to be cooked, and you turn it, and that's, you flip it just one time, just like a burger.
Oh, 45 degrees.
You know, some animal gave its life for these burgers. You got to, and steaks. You got to make sure you treat it with respect.
Right, Phil. Did you have something you wanted to add?
It was exactly that about the temperature you should cook burgers, because everybody's got like a different method, and everyone tries to get fancy with, you know, oh, take it, season it 24 hours before. And I don't think you need to do all that. Brian sort of said cook it cold is the way to keep all of that fat flavor in the burger.
I like to bury mine in the ground the night before. On a full moon.
That's good. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, it's great.
Chad,
yeah.
If you're making a mix and you want it to be perfectly seasoned, take a tiny bit of that meat and put it in a fry pan and cook it. And that way you'll be sure it's exactly the way you want it.
Or you could just eat it raw.
That's a good idea.
You know? You can eat it raw. I've seen people do it.
Can't.
Don't eat it raw.
I've seen people do it.
That's a good idea.
This might be part of his problem.
I used to cook with charcoal, and I would know what to do on a humid day versus a hot day because it cooks differently.
Yeah.
It's so different.
I use wood charcoal only.
Yeah.
Love it.
I've never grilled anything in my life, so
we can tell.
Really?
Not shocking at all.
Yeah, right. That and well, there's a video. Oh, or, brother! Or
literally never touched a grill except to move it,
or cut your own meat. Yes,
that I can do.
There's a reason for that. No sharp knives near her.
All right, Brian. Thanks, brother. Have a great Father's Day. You're a grandfather now.
Oh yeah, look at you.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm a grandfather twice over. My twin boys had kids within 3 weeks of each other. So, yeah,
great.
It's going to be a good day.
Always always competing.
How's mom? How's your mother?
Mom is good. Mom is good. Thanks. Okay. She's 92 and, you know, holding on. Thank
God
you
bless
for
her.
Asking.
All right, brother. Thank you, Brian.
Good to
appreciate
talk to you guys.
It.
Okay.